Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
And I'm Pastor Margaret Michael.
Thank you for tuning in today. And today we're joined by Pastor Chris Cruz Osorio. Pastor Chris, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Pastor Chris, would you like to introduce our other guest today?
Yeah, today our guest is Pastora Maritza, who also happens to be my mother. And so, hello.
Hola.
Welcome.
Hola.
Welcome. It is so good to have you here. So, we are going to do this today a little bit different. I'm really excited about it. We can have a wider listening audience today because this is going to be in English and in Spanish. So Pastor Chris is going to translate for his mom, Maritza. So we'll just start out asking, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and what was it like being a child?
Nací en Honduras.
She was born in Honduras.
A los 18 años me vine a este país.
When she was 18, she came to the United States.
Tengo tres hijos.
She has three children.
Dos nietos.
Two grandchildren.
Y hasta este momento estoy agradecida con Dios.
To this moment, she's grateful with God.
Por la familia que me ha dado.
For the family she has.
31 años de casada.
31 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. That is amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in Honduras?
Recuerdo toda mi niñez. Fue una niñez donde tuve muchas limitaciones.
Throughout her childhood, she had a lot of limitations.
Hablando materialmente.
Material-wise.
Porque tuve unos padres amorosos. Tengo unos padres amorosos.
She has loving parents.
Fui una niña muy querida.
She was loved as a child.
Recuerdo que a mis padres esforzándose por darme lo mejor.
She remembers her parents working hard to give her the best.
Y me casé muy joven.
And she got married really young.
Y aquí estoy.
And she's here.
Thank you for sharing. Have a heart for ministry, I can tell. And so would you like to tell us a little bit about, you said you got married young. Did you know Jesus yet when you got married, or when did you come to know Jesus?
Reconocí a Jesucristo como mi Salvador a mucho tiempo después de casarme.
I met Jesus a long time after I got married, actually.
Fue aproximadamente unos 10 años.
It was about 10 years after.
Okay. What was that experience like before, and what did God do in that? Maybe where were you?
Entonces, ¿cómo fue esa experiencia? ¿Qué pasó antes y después?
Habíamos estado visitando una iglesia por mucho tiempo.
We had been visiting a church for a long time.
Pero no nos involucrábamos en nada.
But we weren't involved.
No nos queríamos involucrar.
We didn't want to be involved.
Solo ir, escuchar y salir.
We went, we listened, and we left.
Pero hubo un momento en donde Dios comenzó a hablarnos a nuestro corazón.
There was a moment where God started to speak to me.
Porque era la única solución que teníamos para crecer bien nuestros hijos.
Because it was the only solution we had to be able to raise our kids right.
Y para que nuestro matrimonio fuera un matrimonio no perfecto, pero saludable.
And for their marriage not necessarily be a perfect marriage, but a healthy marriage.
Y nos invitaron a la iglesia de Nazareno en Woodbridge.
And we were invited to the Spanish-speaking Church of the Nazarene in Woodbridge.
A un life group.
To a life group.
Y fuimos.
And we went.
Y la segunda vez que nos invitaron al Grupo Vida, fuimos también. Y ahí nos invitaron a la iglesia el próximo día.
And we kept going. And the second time we went, they invited us to church, which happened to be the next morning.
Y fuimos a la iglesia.
And we went.
Nos gustó.
We liked it.
El segundo domingo. de estar asistiendo a la iglesia.
The second Sunday of attending there.
Recuerdo el mensaje como que fue ayer. Persona que predicó como que fue ayer.
I remember the message as if it was yesterday. I could retell it exactly like it was.
Y hubo una confrontación en mi corazón.
And God convicted me.
Y cuando yo reaccioné, estaba al frente. Cuando el pastor hizo el llamado, yo reaccioné, pues yo ya estaba al frente.
The pastor made an altar call, and when I reacted and when I realized it, I was already at the altar.
Y ese día acepté a Jesucristo.
And that day I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Y la sorpresa linda ese día fue que cuando yo abrí mis ojos.
And the beautiful surprise of that day is when I opened my eyes.
Después de hacer la oración.
After doing the prayer.
Mi esposo estaba al lado mío.
My husband was kneeling next to me.
Wow. Praise the Lord. What a great testimony.
Yeah.
So, you didn't want to be involved. You just wanted to go to church and leave. And now you've accepted Christ. What changed in how you interacted with church?
Siento que como que la gente visualizó el liderazgo en nosotros desde el primer momento.
It seems to me like people saw our potential since the beginning as leaders.
Yeah, porque del momento que comenzamos en la iglesia, la gente se nos acercaba y nos contaban cosas, nos pedían ayuda, tenían confianza en nosotros.
Because almost immediately people had a trust with us. They would share things, they would ask for our help.
Yeah, entonces, desde el primer momento nos involucramos.
So almost immediately we got involved after accepting Christ.
Wow. Makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Jesus makes all the difference,
yes.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. It's kind of afterglow. I mean, last Sunday was Easter at the time of this recording that it'll play. So that's very exciting to know. I mean, that reminds me of you, Pastor Margaret. When you were saved, you jumped right in and you were evangelizing people. So, Pastor Maritza, when you and your husband, Walter, first got saved, how did you get involved? Like, what... You were obviously led by the Spirit to get involved, but what was the first area you were involved in ministry after getting saved?
Lo primero en lo que nos involucramos fue yo daba clase a los niños.
And the first thing I got involved in was teaching class to kids.
Y cantaba.
And singing in the worship team.
Fui líder de alabanza por 8 años en la iglesia Nazareno de
Woodbridge. I was worship director for 8 years at the church in Woodbridge.
Y mi esposo era ujier.
And my husband was a usher.
Pertenecimos, fuimos parte de la junta.
We were part of the church board.
De la dama, de los caballeros.
We were part of men's and women's ministry.
Who was your pastor?
El pastor en ese tiempo se llamaba Ramón Mora.
At that time, his name was Ramón Mora.
So, you're there, you're serving, you've led worship, you've helped with the children, and today we're calling you pastor. What happened?
Or pastora.
Ya. Bueno, reconocimos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador en el 2003.
So we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior in 2003.
Y comenzamos a trabajar.
And we started being involved in the church.
Pero sentimos la necesidad de prepararnos teológicamente.
But we felt the necessity to prepare ourselves theologically.
Comenzar a estudiar.
And so we started to study.
Aún no teniendo el llamado.
We started studying theological studies without even having the call yet.
Porque sabíamos que si queríamos servir a Dios, teníamos que hacerlo bien, representarlo.
Because we knew that if we wanted to serve the Lord, we had to do it well, we had to represent God well.
Fue hasta en el 2009.
In 2009.
Donde recibimos el llamado.
We received the call.
Pero lo recibió primero mi esposo.
But my husband received it first.
Y cuando mi esposo recibió el llamado, me dice... prepárate porque nos vamos a ir de Woodbridge.
And when he received the call, he told me, prepare yourself because God's going to call us out of Woodbridge.
Y yo le dije, yo no me voy a ir de Woodbridge. ¿Por qué me tengo que ir de Woodbridge?
And I said, I'm not leaving Woodbridge. Why do I need to leave Woodbridge?
Y mi esposo me dijo, porque vamos a ir a... Dios nos va a mandar a abrir iglesia, a abrir una obra.
And he told me that the Lord is going to send us to open a church somewhere else.
Y yo le di, y me dice, yo voy a ser pastor.
And he said, I'm going to be a pastor.
Y yo le dije, estás loco.
And I told him that he was crazy.
Yo ser esposa de pastor.
I said that I'm not going to be a pastor's wife.
Y él me dijo, no vas a ser esposa de pastor.
And he said, you're not going to be a pastor's wife.
Vas a ser pastora.
You're going to be a pastor as well.
Praise the Lord. I love that.
Entonces, cuando el distrito fue a nuestra casa,
And then one day we got a visit from the district.
Ya mi esposo sabía que iban a ir.
My husband already knew what the conversation was about.
Yeah, entonces mi esposo les dijo, sea que vienen.
So he knew, he's like, I know what y'all are coming for.
Ahora solo voy a esperar que mis hijos estén de acuerdo y esa va a ser una señal más de que Dios, porque si me llama a mí, tiene que llamar a toda mi familia.
And the posture that we had was, if God is calling us, God is also calling our entire family.
Llegamos a Fredericksburg a abrir de cero una iglesia.
And so we planted
in 2011.
In 2011, we planted a church in Fredericksburg. We started with zero people, just our family.
So how long were you at Fredericksburg with that church?
11 years.
11 years.
Oh, wow. Hasta que nos venimos por aquí.
Mm-hmm. And then you're here now. So what happened?
eso fue un reto. Habíamos tenido ciertas conversaciones con Pastor San y él nos estaba hablando del campus, de la posibilidad que había y cuando decidimos movernos para acá fue con la intención pues de abrir el grupo Vida en Winsboro, de ya nuevamente abrir la iglesia y primero emocionados porque estabas tú aquí ya.
And so the transition from Fredericksburg to Harrisonburg was a challenging one, but they had been in conversations with Pastor Sam and obviously the Lord, and the Lord just opened some new doors and new opportunities to launch a life group in Waynesboro here with the church in Harrisonburg, and their son, me, was also here, so that was exciting for them to get to be closer to me, so.
Pero fue dificultoso, y vuelvo a decir un reto porque...
It was hard and it was challenging.
Estaba dejando a mi otra hija ya.
Because I was leaving my oldest daughter and my grandchildren.
Y la iglesia,
and the church. We have spent 11 years in.
Pero cuando estamos cómodos, Dios nos inquieta para salir de ahí.
And sometimes when we're comfortable, God pushes us to be a little uncomfortable for the next thing he has for us.
We're called to serve him above everything else, right? Have to put him first, and so I can imagine how hard that was leaving your grandchildren.
Yes. Y al llegar aquí a Harrisonburg descubrí que como que siempre fue nuestra familia, nunca era como que era nuestra casa.
And we arrived at Harrisonburg, it felt like this was always home for us.
Wow, Harrisonburg has a way of doing that. Making people
yeah.
that live here yes. feel like they're from home. So we mentioned that you're a pastora now. Would you like to, and our church is planning on opening up a campus. Would you like to tell us about that?
Start with the life group.
Yeah, comenzamos Grupo Vida octubre 2023.
We started a life group in Waynesboro October 23.
Y fue algo bonito porque el Grupo Vida comenzó a crecer mucho.
And it was something beautiful because the life group started having some organic growth.
Esperanza Viva nos apoyó mucho y iba hasta allá.
Esperanza Viva Campus supported us in this process.
Hasta este momento el grupo está creciendo, ahora localmente.
And to this moment the group is still growing even locally.
Y bueno, los planes es que siga creciendo.
The plans are that it keeps growing.
Haciendo actividades, haciendo
activities,
de pareja,
marriage conferences, supporting and helping the community.
I have to say, as you said, Esperanza Viva means living hope.
Yeah.
So you have been doing like outreaches and your life group is growing. We believe that God's in this, right? Like we've been in a campaign to raise mm-hmm. funds. How has that felt to watch the money come in for the campus? How's that felt to see God has a vision, you step out in faith with your husband and this group that is meeting in Waynesboro and you're talking about a campus and there always seems like we have to have some money to make that happen, right? And that's hard. But to watch what has happened, like how, what's the amount that we need to raise?
210.
And so we're not planning to launch for a while, right? And would you like to share with us how the Church of the Nazarene here in Harrisonburg and our campuses have come together to support this vision?
Fue increíble ver cómo los tres campos respondieron.
It was incredible to see the way in which the three campuses responded.
Porque entre octubre y enero ya habían como $180,000.
¿No? Because in between October and January there was about $180,000 already.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That was so incredible to watch that number rise.
Yes.
And just to see that this vision to plant a campus like the church is behind you.
Right.
So it feels good to me, so I can't imagine how good
yeah.
it feels.
Yeah, y con la respuesta de los campos de la gente, hemos visto el respaldo de Dios.
And through the support of the campuses, we've seen the way in which God is moving us in this direction, yes. Yeah.
Pero también hemos podido ver que hay más responsabilidad mm-hmm. sobre nosotros.
But we also notice that it means there's a lot more responsibility for us.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Y con ayuda de Dios sé que lo vamos a hacer.
And with God's help, we know that we can do this.
I think of something as you were saying that my dad says always about the ministry is it's a glorious burden. Yeah, and also, Pastor Chris, as we're talking on raising money for the Waynesboro campus, I know the youth are trying to raise money for Movement Waynesboro, which is the name of our student ministries here. And so share a little bit about how he's even working in the lives of our youth to support this movement.
Yeah, our young people are really excited to be a part of something that God is doing. And so one of the ways that we're encouraging our young people is just like they get to experience a fun and safe space like youth group is here at our Harrisburg location and at our Elkton location, our desire is to create a similar space in Waynesboro for young people to get to, you know, have fun, belong, get to know Jesus Christ, and honestly, be in a space where adults are invested in their lives at a deeper level. And so getting to see our young people respond to that and want to give and create a space like that for other young people is such a blessing to my heart, especially as they're excited, as they give. You know, currently they're giving money, but in the summer, we'll have opportunities where they'll be able to give some of their talents and their time to get some stuff more tangibly ready to say that way.
Yes, and I just want to, we'll take a sidebar for just a second. How many students are attending movement services now?
This, at our, across both locations, our average right now is about a little under 90 on any given Sunday night.
Yeah. I don't want to lose that moment to understand in this world where people are not always as positive as they can be about our youth. To think about on Sunday nights, there are 90 students that show up here. That is something to praise the Lord
for. Yes.
So thank you for that leadership, Pastor Chris, and for you raising him.
Yeah. And another quick tag on to that is at the time of this recording, this past Sunday night, we had, I believe it was 13 students, Pastor Chris, that either gave their life to Christ for the first time or rededicated their life to Christ. So that's another hooray for Jesus.
It's a great reason to celebrate, for sure.
It is a great reason to celebrate. And just to know that there in Waynesboro, there's more students, right? People of all ages. And so thank you for being willing to take that step of faith and say yes to following the Lord. And, you know, here's another old cliche. He doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've heard that many times. Like, he gives you everything that you need for that. Mm-hmm. And we can trust him in his timing.
Yeah.
And I know we don't have a building yet, but, you know, we're praying into that.
Por ahora no tenemos un lugar. Tenemos varios, pero estamos orando para el adecuado.
Currently, we're looking at different options, but we're praying that God will provide the perfect space that we need for this ministry.
Por el que ya Dios tiene para nosotros.
The space that God already has for us.
No, that's right. He knows.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the plan right now is to launch in the fall. And so, just talk about maybe some events you all are going to do leading up to the official launch in the fall to kind of let people know what's coming.
En el verano queremos hacer dos eventos grandes.
Our plan is this summer to do two big events.
El último domingo de agosto.
The last Sunday of August.
Domingo. No vamos a estar aquí, vamos a estar ya como Waynesboro.
So the last Sunday of August.
Vamos a hacer un evento grande en el parking ya del edificio porque para ese tiempo lo vamos a tener.
Our hope is to have a big celebration in the parking lot of the building that God will provide for us.
En donde vamos a tener comida, actividades para los niños, para los jóvenes y vamos a estar mostrando el edificio en donde vamos a estar.
We'll have food and activities for children, for family. An event full of fun for family. We'll get to showcase the building and the property to the people.
Y después de eso, comenzamos con la propaganda intensiva por internet, correos, el correo normal, el correos electrónicos, ya para el launch.
And then after that, we'll start with heavy promotion, inviting people for our first launch Sunday and getting all the stuff ready for that.
That is it will be just as exciting as it was to see the funds come in. It will be more exciting to see it come into fruition and see the people come and become a part. And right now, like, you all have done outreaches like to the fire department, and there's different people that you all have reached out to there in the community and ministered to. Mm-hmm.
Han alcanzado personas como los bomberos, de la policía.
La policía, los bomberos, los parques en Waynesboro. Tenemos puertas abiertas para las actividades que queramos hacer.
Yeah, so we've done outreach to the firefighters and to the police. We've also worked a lot with their parks and rec department there, and we've built good relationship with them.
Ahora las actividades grandes las estamos haciendo justo ahí, en Recreation of Waynesboro. Porque no cabemos todos en la casa donde tenemos el grupo vida.
Because our life group has grown so much, we don't longer fit in the house that we were meeting. And so sometimes we meet in a space provided to us by Waynesboro Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great just to be there and be able to be in the area, meeting the community. That's powerful. Yeah.
For those listening, how can they be praying for the life group and the launch of this Waynesboro campus in the fall?
Para los que están escuchando, ¿cómo pueden estar orando y apoyando el lanzamiento del campus?
Orando para que Dios siga abriendo puertas.
Our prayer is that may God continue to open doors.
Orando para que Dios ponga el querer y el hacer en cada corazón que en este momento en Waynesboro no tiene un lugar donde congregarse o no conoce todavía de Dios.
That God can start working in the hearts of those in Waynesboro that don't know Christ yet.
Y puedan hacer de nuestra casa su casa.
And they, so that they may be able to make our home their home.
Y porque Dios siga proveyendo todo lo que necesitamos para que su obra siga adelante en Waynesboro.
And may God continue to provide everything so that God's work can continue to be done in Waynesboro.
So you shared with us that when you first started going to church, you went to church and you left, right? What are you going to do when other people come to church and they leave?
En el trayecto de mi caminar con Dios,
on my journey with Christ,
he aprendido de que lo único que nosotros tenemos que hacer con las personas es hablarles de Dios.
I've learned that what we have to do with people is share with them about who Christ is,
semilla,
plant the seed,
y todo lo demás lo hace Dios.
And the Lord will do the rest.
And I believe that you have that testimony so that you can understand the people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, God's that good to us, mm-hmm. that even the things that hold us back in coming to Christ and getting involved can be the very things that help us understand the people that are coming.
Yeah, yo soy de las personas que no me canso cuando no me contestan el teléfono.
I don't get tired when people don't respond to my phone calls. I'll keep calling. I'll keep texting.
Porque yo no contestaba el teléfono.
Because I was that person. I didn't pick up the phone.
Porque cuando yo me comprometí a ir a la iglesia el domingo, apagaba el teléfono buena mañana para que no me llamaran.
Because when I would tell people, yeah, I'll be at church on Sunday, I would turn my phone off on Sunday morning so they wouldn't be able to contact me.
Entonces recuerdo lo que yo, como yo era.
So I remember how I used to be.
And so we love people and we let God do the work. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And that makes it so much easier because he's sovereign. He's in control. Mm-hmm. We don't have to control that, right? We do our part and God does his part.
Yes. Y uno descansa sabiendo eso y no se frustra.
And the beautiful thing about that is that we can rest in knowing that and we don't have to get frustrated because of it.
Because it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, the journey, it's usually a, you know, it's not an overnight process. A lot of times to become a believer, to get involved. But we know that God draws us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we know that in our wonderful theology that... that prevenient grace that draws us to the Lord. And we can rest in that, knowing that he does that work. Mm-hmm. And you're opening the doors to a new campus where people can come in. And they may not have ever heard about the Nazarene Church. There is a Nazarene Church in Waynesboro, but not a Spanish-speaking right. Nazarene mm-hmm. Church. And so people may not even... have known. Maybe they haven't even stepped in a church ever before. Mm-hmm. And now the doors will open. And I just, it's amazing to hear your story and then just see how God is going to use you to, and Walter, yes. And the leadership team to bring hope to Waynesboro.
Right.
So powerful.
Yes. Pastor Maritza, anything else that we haven't asked you already or that you haven't shared about already about your testimony or about the Waynesboro campus that you would like to share with us?
Me trae emoción porque en cada momento Dios sigue respaldando que el venirnos y obedecer fue lo correcto.
I'm excited because through every moment, every situation, God just reaffirms that moving here and coming here was the right decision for us.
Cuando visitamos la policía de Waynesboro por primera vez,
when we visited the police department of Waynesboro for the first
tuvimos
time,
una conversación con un oficial hispano.
We had a conversation with a Hispanic police officer.
Y lo primero que nos dijo, qué bueno que están aquí porque la comunidad de Waynesboro necesita gente que ama a Dios.
And one of the first things he told us was, I'm so glad that you're here because the Waynesboro community needs people who love Christ.
Y ustedes aman a Dios.
And you guys love Christ.
Y él nos estaba hablando de los índices que hay de violencia doméstica, de disfunción familiar.
And he was talking about the rates of domestic violence or dysfunctional families.
De todas las personas que arrestan porque los han encuentran manejando, tomando alcohol.
They talked about the rate of DUIs.
Y él dijo, yo sé que ustedes van a hacer la diferencia.
And he told us, I know that you guys will make the difference here.
What affirmation. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Also, since we call this program Hope Talks, and since Esperanza Viva means living hope, I know, I'm sure there's a lot, but maybe just one or two things right now that are bringing the most hope in your life.
Lo primero, saber que Dios está con nosotros.
The first is knowing that God is with us.
Y lo segundo, saber que nada, absolutamente nada, se sale de su control.
And then the second thing is knowing that absolutely nothing is out of God's control.
Yeah, and if people would like to hear or find out more about this, if they would like to give, there's ways to do that. We certainly can use prayer warriors for those that are listening today. And actually, on our cotnaz.org website, there is a tab for Waynesboro. So yes. People can go there and click mm-hmm. on that tab and just see what's happening.
In Spanish and English.
In Spanish yeah. and in English, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Pastor Maritza, thank you for joining us. And Pastor Chris, thank you for joining us. It's been great to have both of you. Just in closing, Pastor Chris, would you mind praying a blessing over your mom and your dad and over the Waynesboro campus?
Yeah, of course. Let's pray. God, we're grateful for your faithfulness. We're grateful for who you are and the way in which you call us to partner with you to bring hope to others, God. And today, if we pray for Waynesboro, we pray for the campus plant, we pray for Pastora Maritza and Pastor Walter as they prepare to lead their team, God. We pray for the team. We pray that you grant them discernment and wisdom and favor in the community, God. And we pray that right now, God, you start working in the lives of those that will get to encounter you through the work of this campus, God. And we give you the glory and the honor and all the praise for what you are already doing in Waynesboro and what you will continue to do through the work of this campus. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that as you've heard Pastor Maritza Cruz's testimony today and about our Waynesboro campus, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.